With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has warned that limited strikes against Iran are possible, even as the country's top diplomat says that Tehran expects to have a proposed deal ready in the next few days over its nuclear program. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells us that he doubts the current negotiations will result in Iran disarming itself.
Will the Iranians give up their nuclear program? No. Just like the Libyans gave up theirs and crumbled, North Koreans didn't and survived, and I think they've gone to school on that. Plus, the Iranians have the support of the Chinese and the Russians, albeit, you know, somewhat of an at arm's length.
The president warns that if Iran should fail to comply with U.S. demands regarding its nuclear program within about 10 days now, in his words, bad things will happen. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says Iran should simply accept U.S. demands.
These are pretty reasonable requests by the United States and by Israel that Iran no longer export terror and violence and chaos. But, of course, they've been doing that for 47 years. So color me skeptical about their willingness to change their spot at this late hour.
Senator Cotton spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. Economist Steve Moore applauding President Trump's economic policies.
We want to be a nation of capitalists, which, by the way, is one of the reasons I really like this idea of the Trump accounts, where now a newborn baby will actually own a piece of America, and as the stock market goes up, their wealth will go up. We could have people 25 years from now who are just youngsters today being millionaires.
All truckers and bus drivers will have to take their commercial driver's license test in English moving forward now. The Trump administration is expanding its aggressive campaign to improve safety in the industry and get unqualified drivers off the road. This is SRN News. There's a new snapshot of abortion in the U.S.
It's the annual report from National Right to Life, and it reveals that just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some states where it is virtually banned altogether. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 15th-century statue that once stood outside of Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The bearded saint with book was recently restored under the Adopt-a-Statue program launched in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it is on display at FNM, that's an Italian transport company. This is SRN News. A court has cleared the way for the Ten Commandments to be posted in Louisiana classrooms.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has voted to allow a Louisiana law requiring poster-sized displays of the Ten Commandments in public classrooms to take effect. The 12-6 vote lifts a block placed on the law by a lower court in 2024. In the opinion released, the court says it's too early to make a judgment on the constitutionality of the law. But the six judges who voted against the decision wrote a series of dissents. Some saying the law exposes children to government-endorsed religion in a place they are required to be, presenting a clear constitutional burden. I'm Mike Hempen.
The U.S. and Canada are set to square off for Olympic gold in men's hockey. Jack Hughes scored two goals last night, including one with a highlight reel individual effort as the Americans rolled into the final by routing Slovakia 6-2 in the semifinals. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.